So, Reuven Levy, speaking from the Yeshiva Chochel Chesed, learning with you, Bezrat Hashem, Begana Shalom, the Garden of Peace. We are on page 50 in the Hebrew version. We have just had the merit of learning all the reasons why a person should not criticize their wife, ever. No reason to. It's a big yetzer hara. It doesn't help. It just causes more damage. Don't do it. Now, we're going to learn, okay, so what do you need to do? I'm not allowed to criticize. What's going to happen? How do I get my wife to change?
The Russian way.
The Russian way. Okay, so we're going to see the holy kosher Jewish way. There's not a chance. Okay, before we get there, we're just there's a clarification. Clarification Rav Arish gives us as follows. Kol ma she'amru ad ata, everything that we said up till now. Udavka she'rotze la'ir l'acha ma'aseh. This is talking about a person who is criticizing after the event, after the fact. We've just had a chapter which talked about how it's so important never to criticize, how it's so damaging, it destroys the house, it destroys Shalom Bayit. But Rav Arish is clarifying now that what we're talking about, page 50 in the Hebrew version, what we're talking about now is someone who's criticizing after the event. He explains further. Aval im huotzeh, I'm sorry, im huotzeh she'ishto omedet likashel b'davar asur. But if he sees that his wife is about to stumble and to do something forbidden, right, or la'avor al minhag, or even to break a minhag, shenagu kiyotzeh b'zeh, yachol lizara b'tzura adina, you are allowed to warn her in a gentle manner, in order to prevent her from stumbling. What's he saying? If a person sees that his wife is about to do some aveira, something wrong, she's about to
hold the cup in the left hand while saying
the cup. Tov is a minhag. It's not halakha. You don't have to, but it's a good minhag of practice. Person should hold the cup in their right hand when they make a bracha. The right is Yad Yamin, it's the hand of Chesed, it's the powerful hand, right? We should always do a mitzvah, Bezrat Hashem, with our right hand, in most cases. And so there's a minhag, Am Yisrael, to use the right hand. So if you've made Kiddush yourself and your wife is making Kiddush, and she picks up the Kiddush cup in her left hand, so you can say to her, you know, the minhag is to hold it in the right. Say okay, thank you very much. Oh, a bad person should know their wife. If we also learned that in the previous shiur, maybe even that any rebuke that cannot be heard shouldn't be given. So a person should know that his wife is particularly sensitive. If you've just had a row, you've just had some bad feeling between you, then don't even, right. If she can't hear it, don't say it. Even if she is about to do an aveira, mamash. Right? Because she's gonna, what do we learn before? She's gonna do the Avera anyway, Davka, and you've turned her from a shogeg into a mazid. She was gonna do it by accident, and now Davka, she's gonna do it anyway. I don't care what you say. Leave me alone, I'm doing what I want. If she's in that sort of mood, and you have to know your wife, right? Everyone's tested. If you didn't know, and that's what happened. So, Tom, you made a mistake, you didn't know. But if you know, your wife is not gonna take what you're about to tell her, then you're asur, you can't tell her, even if she is going to fall into an aveira, that's for sure. But if not, then the general rule is that you should certainly warn someone so that they don't stumble, if they're going to listen to you. Yofi, that's a clarification of Arish made on criticism. And we're saying never criticize, there is an exception. Before the event, it's not criticism, it's just good advice, depending on how you do it. Right, you can also fall and criticize Hasbe Shalom, even by giving advice before the event. Oh, you don't do it like that, come on, don't you know anything? Right? So a person has to do it only with adinut, with gentleness, with kindness. Okay. So now we've learned that whole chapter, which taught us a person should never criticize his wife. When she does anything wrong, you should never, ever try and rebuke her. Waste of time. She's just your mirror. It's just Hashem telling you what you need to fix yourself. Yofi. So, very good. I learned the Rav's book. I know I'm not allowed to criticize my wife. But what do I do if my wife has bad habits that I think maybe she should change? So Rav writes as follows. Achan me'atanot she'yetzahara mishtamesh bahem. One of the the claims that the Yetzahara uses, bishvil lahasit et abal la'ir et ishto, in order to tempt, to persuade a husband to criticize his wife, ubachach la'ros lo et abayit, and by doing so to destroy his house. He shemuchach hu la'ir ishto al kol minei ta'uyot shehi osah. That is, the Yetzirah tells a man that he's obligated, he's got a duty to tell his wife all the mistakes she's doing. Why not? That's what the Yetzirah says. Whether it's spiritual things or gashmiut things, whether she's making the wrong brocha over the banana, or whether she's not giving the kids good education. That's not how you speak to the kids. Let me tell you how you speak to the kids. Right? Whether it's Gashmiut or Ruchnius. Ubishvil shitzataken otam. In order, he says, that I need to fix you. Fix your bad deeds. Vezerak l'tovata l'vota kol habayit sheya'ila. And he thinks to himself that it's only for her own good and for the good of the house. It's for her own good that she learns what she needs to learn. That she doesn't shout at the kids. Not good for the shout at the kids. Destroying the house is destroying the kids. Right? You can have a situation, he writes about it here. Your wife shouting at the kids. Not allowed to say a word. Mamash. Tov, you have to read the book to understand all the details why that is. I mean, how can you say such a thing? It sounds like an incredibly illogical thing. They're poor children. Now, wife is always first. And whatever you tell her, she can't hear it anyway. If you want her to change, have to pray. The Yetzirah dresses up in the thought, in the following thoughts. Mayesh, kol adam normali yodeh sheyesh lo chesronot. Yetzirah tells him, what's going on here? He sees his wife making mistakes, and he thinks to himself, every normal person has lackings. Everyone makes mistakes. V'chima olel data shehi elokim. Does she think to herself that she's God? No, she knows too that she makes mistakes. She doesn't think, I know my wife. I know she realizes that she has lackings. Everybody knows they have lackings. What does she think? She's Elohim, Shehi Mushlemet, that she's perfect? No. Kol adam normali, sameach, shemerim lo, umamidim oto, al tuto. Every normal person is happy when you explain to him that he's made a mistake so that he can fix it and do it right. That's normal. Kadesh yuchal litkadem chayim, in order to advance in life. Nobody wants to be stuck. Lachen efshar v'gam tov la'ila k'shehi toa. Therefore, the Yetzirah says, it's also good to rebuke your wife and criticize her and tell her when she does wrong. That's the Yetzirah. Yetzirah never comes as a Yetzirah. He always dresses up as a Yetzirah. If he came dressed as the Yetzirah, we wouldn't be interested in him. I said, get out of here. What are you talking about? Go and do something stupid? Are you crazy? Forget it. No. And now he puts on a big black hat, big sit-sit, and he comes along with a big white beard and says, you know what? Let me give you some good advice. It's going to be really good. You need to tell her so she can be a better wife, so she can improve. She's going to be very happy when you tell her. Yetzirah. It's a big Yetzirah. V'hitzricha lismoach ulodor li. She's going to be very happy and she's going to thank me. Sha'ani ma'amid ota al tuata. That I pull her up on her mistake, she's going to be very happy with me. She's going to say, thank you very much. Ubechlal, eich afshar la'amod mineged v'lirot ota. Asatuyat Ka'elu Shuvashub. And also, how is it possible for me to just stand and watch her make a mistake again and again? That's the fifth time this week she's made a Bray Priya 8 on a banana. How can I just sit and watch her do it again and again? Right? I mean, come on, she's gonna do it. She's got the banana in her hand. She's gonna. Oh, tough. We've learned that you can say beforehand there are ways of doing it. I'm just giving an example. It's after she's made a mistake. That's the fifth time she shouted at the kids this week. Whatever the example is, after the event. Before the event, if your wife can take the advice, you for sure can tell her beforehand. But not a criticism. And it's only advice for the future. So it's not. You can't use that as a loophole to say, before you shout at your kids next time, you should know it's not so good, it doesn't help them. That's not advice for the future. That's criticizing on what she just did. The fact that you shouted at them today, yesterday, the last week. You can't use that as a loophole to get. I'm just giving you advice for the future. You should know in advance. In the future, best not to shout at them. No, that's criticism.
So advice to the future, it's recommended.
Is allowed if she can take it. If she wants. If you know, everyone has to use their own judgment that they know a person can take advice. Can take that they're going to be listened to.
Only if she's about to do it.
And if
she's
about to do
it, red, then you can say, "Oh, relax, you know, it's not so bad."
I don't know. It's difficult because maybe you're already reacting to where what you think I'm getting upset. What? Something wrong?
Because
you're not going to be sitting there having a nice cup of tea with your wife and say at that point, before you get upset. So it's only when she starts to get upset. So you're already too late.
You can tell me the story. Let's say today in Yeshiva I learned you don't know that the banana tree is not a tree.
It's a bush. Nachon. So you're fair. So a person who's wise will find a way to explain, but it has to be done from a place of genuine humility and from really not trying to fix her.
Genuine
humility from Anavut. Right? And not from me trying to fix her. If I do it, this is going to work. Here, listen to this story. Sit down, I've got a story for you. I was in the yeshiva today, and you'll never guess what. Right? She's not going to buy it.
You never
She's
guess
not
what?
Rational. I learned today that it's really bad to shout at your kid. Or whatever it is that she clearly does wrong. She knows that I'm only telling her first. Right?
The children are hero. They show me. When you make a mistake, it's like...
Yofi, look, I can buy her a gift, Gone of Education, from Rabbi Rush. Say, this is great, I've just read it, do you want to read it? Yofi, fine. It's good, it's not criticism, it's good to read that book, right? It's not like something specific, it's a general, it's good to have some good ideas. But it's not good to turn to page 58 and say, read that. Right? Read that page. Right, you can't, right, that would be, because that's specific. Right, that's... It's also good to talk about yourself. You know how many times I fail? I can't believe I shouted at the kids today. It's really bad. I talk about myself. That's also good. You know, the best advice is to talk about your instruction. Education is to learn from yourself, giving your own example. Right? So I made a mistake. No one can argue with you when you say I made a mistake. Right? Yofi. Anyway, so how can a person just see his wife day after day making the same mistake and not say anything? Bizman shebahara achat efshala et ne'a miyad hitataken et tota. Why do I have to sit every day, same mistake, and I just need to say one time and I'll fix it all? 2 seconds! You know you don't need to do that. Right? And everything, we're done. And the next 120 years we're going to live in peace. Come on! It's going to be 1 second of pain. And then a lifetime of gain. Surely, no. So Yetzer Hara, it doesn't work that way. Mamash, anyone who's tried it will know it doesn't work.
A woman is a hero. You see a mistake in her, means you have some mistake.
Nahon.
Just say banana is adama. Yeah.
Say what?
Banana is adama. She made a mistake, you have something.
We've learned that the woman is just a mirror. I'm the sun and she's the moon. She only reflects what I'm putting out there. And whatever mistake I see in her is a message for me from Hashem that I need to work on. It might be that I know how to make a Brei Pirates, right? So and I say, well, wait a minute, I read Rav Shalom's book, she's a mirror. No, sorry, Rav Shalom, your book is wrong. I know how to make an Adama and an H, she doesn't. Right, it's not a mirror. No, she is a mirror. She's showing me what I need to work on. There is something for me to work on there, and I need to look. I need to sit in my Hizbodah, do it, talk to Hashem, find out, what is it, what are you trying to tell me here, Hashem? Well, what am I doing? What, that I'm not making brachas generally right, that I'm not interested, that I'm... Well, what's the underlying thing? Oh, she's not doing this, but what's underneath it? What's the real message, right? There's always a surface. So it's not usually that obvious. Occasionally Hashem is very kind enough, and he gives us something obvious, right? That it's a direct mirror, right? That your wife, I know, she goes out of the house with stains on her clothes, and you're looking at it, why is she doing that? And then you look down and go, oh, right, it's me. That's what I do. Tov, so then you go off here, I've got a very nice, thank you Hashem, that was very easy. But most of the time there's a bit of work to do. We don't get anything for free. We have to work out, we have to speak to Hashem, we've got to do it. Find out what are you trying to tell me here, Hashem? There's an issue, there's something you're trying to tell me. She's your number one message center. She's the SMS, right? She's the official kosher Facebook, where you tell me what I need to know.
So the very conclusion that she not has any character or any opinions, because it's until she got married, it's from her father.
Uh-huh.
And after she got married, it's her husband.
Uh-huh.
But if somebody, girl, daughter, like she born orphan, and she never got married, so who is her reflector?
It's the money.
She has a bashert. She has a bashert. Every person, when they're born, the 90 days before they're born, backhoe comes out and says, Plonny's there, the Plonny's there. 90 days before they're born, the backhoe comes out and says, Plonny's there, Shaykh, the Plonny's there. They are waiting. They're in there waiting. Right? The woman, the Ari HaKadosh, the Arizal writes, that the woman has no tikkun in this world. She's not here to for a tikkun. She's finished. She's perfect. She's fine. The only reason that Hashem brought her down here is to fix you. And you and me. Right? That's her job.
And if she never married and never had a father?
Then it's unfortunate, because her husband, the Bashert, did his job properly, never got around to using her. It was unfortunate.
And we learned that with the Avot. The woman has two boundaries, let's say. Small boundary, the big boundary, Chokhmah.
Uh-huh.
In that, that gets from her husband or from her father.
Okay.
Yeah? So when she not get this, she have a small battery. This is the money.
Ah, okay.
Yeah? So she look. Many women, they look. How she married with him? He's 90, but he's rich. So many women, they look for, when she not get the they look for.
Okay. So a wife is here only as a message for us, to help us, and unfortunately to suffer for us. So why does a wife suffer if she has no tikkun in this world? Right? So why does she need to suffer? Answer is, she's suffering for me. She's the other half of my soul. If I'm not doing my job, then my wife is doing the suffering part too. Right? We're one soul then. So she has to suffer for me. If I see my wife suffering, oi, it's even more crying out to Hashem. Right? So for sure I shouldn't criticize her. It's not the point. I'm missing the whole thing. Me. It's all on me. The world was created for me. It's true. The wife was created for you too. She's the other half of your neshama. She's sitting there reflecting at you whatever you're putting out. All your lackings are also reflected in that. Right? If you... You're meant to give 100% light, you're the moon, you're the sun. Right? Kabbalah likens the man to the sun and the woman's the moon. So what I'm giving out 100% light, she's reflecting back at me 100%. But if I'm missing something, if I'm missing 10% of my light, then she's 10% dark. Right? She's 10% dark, or top is a magnifying effect as well, but whatever. She is in a portion dark, and I see the dark. I see the lacking, and I'm like, wait a minute, you've got a lacking. She has got no lacking. It's all from me. It's only my lacking. I'm not shining that light on her. If I shine my light on it, if I give her full attention, if I get to the next chapter in this book and I make her first place in my life, the most important thing in my life, I give her all the attention she needs and all the love and all the respect, etc., etc. I give it. She's not lacking anything. She's suddenly reflecting back to me at 100 watts. And it's wonderful, it's beautiful, that's called Shambhaya. When the light of the sun is like the light of the moon, when they're both, when it's reflecting back 100% of everything. That's what we need to get to. So where are we now? So now we're in a position where we're not perfect. We're still in the waiting to be fixed stage, your feet. We're still in the middle of tikkunim stage. And our wife has what we see as lackings. So what do we do? Okay. So a person thinks to themselves, I just need to get one moment of polite instruction and I'll fix everything and we're going to be fine for the next 120 years. Hakol yavol makomo b'shalom, and everything will go fine. Everything will go peacefully. Don't worry, it's going to be fine, the Yetzer tells him. Harei ani ohev ota. I love her. Eich uchal litalem mi'anezakim. How can I hide myself from the damage she's causing? She goremet latzma, that she's causing herself. But to Yotelu, with these mistakes. She gets upset every time every time her mother calls her and they have a row. So I'm going to tell her, look, you know what? Maybe don't speak to your mother this week. It's not going to be helpful. You know you get upset with her. Blah, 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 blah. I just need to tell her once and finish, and that might be good advice, by the way. That might not come into the heading of criticism, but Tom, as an example, right? But I see what she's hurt. She's upset. How can I sit by and watch? Maybe it's better for me to say something, that she's doing something wrong. Someone's having it's good advice. It's not criticizing her. Yofi, that's my job. I've got to encourage her. I've got to give her good advice. That's all wonderful. But the criticism, that's where the fine line in terms of what we're talking here. V'im lo yeh la echi tishtaneh. And if I don't tell her what the problem is, how is she ever going to change? Before we answer that, Nitaya Beksara, we're going to explain in brief. Ma mitcharesh b'liba shel isha she'abal me'ela. What does a woman feel when her husband criticizes her? Let's just explain that in brief. Ha'isha, the woman, she'abala he'ela al eze d'var she'yeh, whose husband criticizes her on whatever small, whatever point you can you take. I feel him what's that, even if he's completely correct, right, for sure, he's 100%, no one can argue that he's correct. But Hoshechen Shalom Ustak, and even more so when he's not correct. Like, even the more so, it's just my opinion, I don't think you're doing that right. Who's to say? I mean, that's your opinion. So, half the time we don't even know whether we're right. But even if you are 100% right, miyada nefesh shela mitkaveset v'nechshechet. Immediately her soul becomes very dark. Mitkaveset?
Shrivels up.
Yeah, fair. Shrivels up and becomes dark.
Shrivels up?
Shrivels. Gets. Shrinks. Like goes all. I
don't
know.
Like a raisin.
Like a raisin. Like a tzimokim. Tov. Hiwa etatzma b'tzora shlishit. She sees herself very negatively. Hilo shaveh klum. She thinks she's not worth anything. Hilo chashuva. She thinks she's not important. Hilo mutzlacha. She thinks she's not succeeding. V'lo rak shehi ma'abedet et kol hakoach. Not only that she loses all of her strength, that teken l'shaper etatzma, loses all of the strength to try and improve or to fix herself. Right? She just gets completely drained from all koach to actually do anything good now. Deflated. Ella hefech. Hefech gamor. Correct. The opposite happens.
Deflated
like a balloon. They go.
There was a student in yeshiva.
Yeah.
He made a little book and asked Hashem, and he would feel how his wife feel when he criticized her.
Oh, yeah?
So then after the trip, like came home, he was eating something, and the food going the wrong way.
Yeah.
So he got no air. So he was on the table, you know, well, looking for water. Yeah. So good water. So dry. So I didn't feel. So she can't breathe.
Like,
I asked him about it.
Yeah, yeah. So she agreed. It's
the same.
Oi. Shebishvil lat sile kvoda. In order to save her kavod, her self-respect, he mitbatzelet bimkoma manaseh b'chol kocha lat stikat atzma af keneged ayigayon. Right. In order to try and recover her dignity, she's going to argue and lie even against all logic. Against you, right? You tell her that she just made the wrong barakah on the banana. Well, that's not what I think. That's not what I learned. No, you're wrong. Who told you that? I mean, even again, right? You can bring in this shulchan. Look, it says here, no, right? Doesn't matter. You just destroyed her respect completely. She can't live with that. Mamash, she has to recover her own respect. How does she do that? The only way she can. She's fighting for her life. She's gonna criticize you, tell you don't know what you're talking about, she's going to be very angry, she's going to put the blame on you. She can't be wrong. She cannot be wrong. Like, gasping for air. What, are you trying to kill me here? Ki bishvila isha, because for a wife, lo dot shehi to'a, to admit that she made a mistake, or she yesh bachisavon, or that she has a lacking. Ze gawa me'amavet, it's worse than death. Right? It's like a living death. To admit that she did something wrong, she has to carry that around with her the whole time. I messed up, I did something wrong. 24/7 in her head. That's pretty wow. Achen hi ta'aseh kol bishvil lo la'abed et kavodah. Therefore she'll do anything not to lose her kavod. Et hachiyotah, her life, a life force. Bidyuk kamo adam shechonkim oto. Exactly like a person that they're strangling him.
Strangling.
The old swim law at Hamtsan Hanukhayato, and they're stopping him from getting his oxygen that he needs. Shawasako, Bishfilat Sliach, Lil Gomod, Mane, Shaw Hamtsan. He'll do anything just to take another gulp of air. Right? Just to get some more air, he'll kick and fight and just to get some air. Ba'abao shel choshev shirak ishto hi kizot. And a husband who thinks it's just his wife that's like that. Omer b'libo, he says in his heart, Ezo min isha zu, what a wife have I got, what a strange woman, that she can't even take some good advice. Who is this woman? She's crazy. Pashmashalom. He af pam lo muchna lo dot alamit. She can never ever admit the truth. I had a friend who told me, who's having shalom bayit problems, told me that his wife, he would come home, and his wife, sorry, he would come home and his wife would be came home earlier than him, unlock the door. And they have a lock on their door, their front door, it's a key lock. But they keep the door locked. It's off, because otherwise it just opens. Right, so they keep it locked. So she puts the key in and turns it. But when he comes home, he puts the key in the lock, and if she's locked it, he can't open it. So he said to her, he said, one of the problems, so I said, he was having problems with Shalom Bayit, and we were chatting about it, and I tried to help him with the words of advice. So I said, give me an example. She said, she does this. And I tell her, try and remember to take the key out. Right? And note, she just does it again, right? Just like we learned, it doesn't matter, even if it's good advice. She just forgets, she says she forgets. Right? She just does it. Isn't it so simple to remember to take the key out? And then, when I come home and there's no lock, and then I have to knock on the door and ring and disturb everyone, and then she comes to the door, and then I say, you locked the door. And she said, no, I didn't do it. Maybe no, you didn't. There's no one else in the house. No, you didn't do it. How could she tell me? No, she didn't do it when she obviously did it. Right? Pity of what we're saying here. A woman cannot admit it's true. Her neshama won't allow it to be wrong. It's oxygen for her soul. Kills her to admit that she's wrong. Mamash kills her. Even if it's illogical, it goes against the whole truth. She'll lie to you, blue in the face. She cannot admit. And we shouldn't put her in a position where she has to admit. You should never put your wife into a corner where she has to admit she does something wrong. Even if she clearly has. It's not your fault. Don't worry. It happens all the time to me. Right? Limit. Take it away. No problem. Right? No, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry. No, it's fine. Don't worry.
And if she admits or she asks him, that would tell her what her mistake or something?
Then you can't buy it. It's a trick.
It's a
trick of the Yetzer Hara, right? Who's a woman? The only woman that is going to ask her husband to tell her mistake is a husband that never criticizes. Any husband that criticizes his wife, the wife is never going to ask for more of that. Chas v'shalom. Every time she kills her. So the only woman that says to her husband, no, you have to tell me, right? Is a husband who's really good and tries his best, never criticizes. So why is his wife saying, tell? Because he's a mamash test from Shemayim. Because Hashemayim knows that you've reached the level of never criticizing your wife. So now, I need to take you up to the next level. The next level is she's going to say, no, tell me, it's fine. Oh, okay, fine. And now I've got...
No,
okay, so wait.
And when she
admits... All right, she's like...
And when she admits about something, so it's not the truth. Like, the mess of
the heart. So if the woman messes up, and she admits it, she only wants to get encouragement from her husband.
What? Right?
She wants to get her encouragement for her husband that she's still good, that she's okay, that she's still loved. For example, a wife has a crash in the car. That's Rosh Hashanah. She comes home and she says, I crashed, and it was my fault. Right? What's she saying there? She's saying, tell me I'm okay, tell me you love me, tell me everything's okay. Right? For sure, she's not saying, tell me I'm... Right? Oh, are you? What did you do? Right? Chas v'shalom. Right? She wants to hear the opposite. Right? Her Yetzer Hara say, I messed up, I did wrong. Right? And my job is to say, no. Look, you didn't see what happened. It wasn't your mistake. It wasn't your fault. It happened. It's her kavod. It's her kavod.
And why it's, it's very not... two sides away, that like the guy is not very condemned that he criticizes his wife. Why she have the obligation to criticize him?
Because we're the one that needs to be fixed, right? Hashem made her so that she can't take criticism, because it's not for her to be fixed. If Hashem wanted her to be fixed, he would have made a person that could take instruction, could take criticism, like us. Right, we can take it, we don't like it, we've got big egos, but that's our problem, that's a Yetzer Hara, it's not real. We've got a big ego, a big anochiot that doesn't want to hear it. Tov, that's a different issue. We can take it.
We can take it?
We can, right? Because Hashem made us that we need to improve, we need to fix ourselves, we need to do better, so we can take criticism. And if you can't, then you need to work on yourself, but otherwise you can. Right, a normal person with a sensible rosh wants to improve. Right? So, but a woman, no, because that's not her job, you see from that. It's not her job to be fixed. If it was her job to be fixed, Shem would have made a woman be able to be fixed.
Like in the story, there's a couple of years fasting, the man always consult his wife. After Buddhism, his wife told the garden and take a nail and put in the tree. And years after, the man go out in the garden and saw all the nails in the tree. He says, why should you always the nails in the tree? He said, I'm now better, and always when I give you a compliment, take out one nail. So after years, you come out, and the nails were out, but the hole was in the twigs. The twig was in the hole, so it's like the woman.
Right.
The woman is made from bone. When you make a hole in the bone, you make a hole.
Then
it's made from earth. You say something we covered all the time. It's a phrase. You never, yeah, a woman can never forget.
Man, right. A man, if we make a mistake, if we do something wrong, we're told, what, tough? we fix ourselves, we heal ourselves, we forget about it. We move on. We're okay now. We do teshuva. Everything's fine. Not so with the woman. It stays. Mamash stays. So, you should know that there's no despair in the world, and every time we, if you believe you can mess up, you believe you can fix. So we have a job to do to fix any mistakes that we've made up until now. But to have chizuk, not to make any more in the future, we should also know that that it's not so easy to repair the damage. Tov, we're going to stop there. That's the end of our time. We shall continue Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.
Go ahead. Thank you very much.